Fundamental sugya, it's always very difficult when the lashon of a yesedistic sugya is urpal. It's hard to figure out. And this is the discussion about how large must the garment be in order to be chayiv in tzitzis. When we come to this gemara, because in a mem omer beis, gemara says, omer ab zeber ab masna omer shmut cheles ein ba mishum kalayim. Vafilu betalus ptura. Gemara says that tcheles, when it comes to tzitzis, ein bo mishum kalayim, even if the talus itself is a talus ptura. The Gemara is going to say later on that a talus ptura is a talus that has tzitzis on it already. Hitzalamu talus. But right now, the Gemara has a suggestion. Talus Petura is a talus that is potter from tzitzis. Why is it potter from tzitzis? Because it's too small to have tzitzis. All right, so now we don't have to deal with Klein for a moment. There is a large discussion about, Klein, okay. So I don't have to deal with Klein. We have to deal with the shear. The Gemara is going to tell us now, my talus Petura, I lema de lesbo shiura. So here we see that in order to be mechayev and tzitzis, the garment has to have a certain size. Vatanya, talis shekotan miskase boy roishoy verubay, vahagodol yoytse bo derech haroy chayevis mitzitzis. That a talis, that a kotan, that somebody before the age of bar mitzvah would be covered, if the garment is large enough that it covers his head and most of his body, then that's chayiv in tzitzis. V'hagadol, and a person is over the age of bar mitzvah, yoytzei bo derech haroy, that he wouldn't wear it on a regular basis, but derech haroy, he would go out on a once in a while. Rashi's language is sheinu boish lotzeis bo lashuk. He's not embarrassed by it. Not that he would be excited about wearing it, but it's just enough that he wouldn't be embarrassed by it. All right. So that's the shear. A katan, we don't know whether katan is a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, or a 12-year-old. A katan was miskasa b'reisha b'rubay. V'agadol, bar mitzvah boy, yoytzei bo derech haroy, be willing to wear this on an infrequent and irregular basis. Brisa continues, ein akotan miskasa boy, if akotan would not be covered by it, if his head is not that large, afal pi shagodol yoytze bo, but an older person, a bar mitzvah boy, it's large enough that a bar mitzvah boy would wear it, would not be embarrassed by it. But it's not large enough that a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, is mostly covered by it. So then it's not chayiv in tzitzis. All right. So the brisa is a difficult brisa. Mitchilosi v'atzoifa. Why? The brisa seems to give us two different criteria that do not necessarily line up with each other. And then the brisa says, but the real criteria is that a young child is mostly covered by it. So that's the real criteria. Why give me the second criteria? Where did this? That's the what has to be understood in the brisa. What is the shear of tzitzis? And then obviously what concerns us is achrei kichleis hakol, our tzitzis. We would be very embarrassed. Even a 13-year-old would not wear, even if we have a 22-inch tzitzis, but a 13-year-old would go out in the street. He wouldn't even go outside to pick up the newspaper or something, just he's only wearing tzitzis. So Godly would be boshlet seis boleshuk. So how even kind of mitzvah, it becomes, that's the question. Then the question becomes more significant, because before the age of bar mitzvah, we have very, very small talus cottons. So there's a machlokas about whether the mitzvah of chinuch is fulfilled by something which one can by something which one cannot fulfill the mitzvah with. In other words, are you mekayem the mitzvah chinuch by giving your child a lemon on Sukkos? So the general approach is, there's a discussion amongst the Achrayim, but the general approach is that Mishnah Berurah paskins that we would not be, so we make sure that a chinuch set is not, would at least according to some posts, can be yotze. So here, we start giving tzitzis at the age of 3, age of 4. It's impossible. A 3-year-old is going to wear tzitzis that a gadol would be willing to go out in the street with. Not shayach. It was a righteous kasha. So what are we doing by trying to start the tzitzis such a young age? That's the kasha. Where does the din of shir come from altogether? So the Namuki Yosef points out, you see this in later Rishonim as well, that the lav ksusayu. What's the lav ksusayu? Because the pasuk in Kisev say, the pasuk says, Gedilim taselecha al arba kanfois ksuscha asher techaseba. The pasuk in Shalach says, al kanfei bigdayim. So I don't know what a beg it is, but the pasuk in Kiseitse says an ksuscha. Ksuscha literally means something which will cover you. Asher techaseba, that you will be covered by it. So the Muki Yosef says hamisbayish latzeis lachus beloy ksus miskase roishav rubai chayeves the ksusai kirina bay by talish al katan. You have a talis that a young child, that the majority of a young child is covered. So the Muki Yosef says, that's called ksus. When the Torah says ksus, again, it must be a halach lomish b'sinai. When the Torah says ksus, so this mitzvah is defined by a cotton. Talis shel cotton, mispayesh l'tzeis l'chutz b'loi ksus. Miskase roishe v'ruboi chayeves diksus kirina bay ptura the lav ksusayu. So a person is embarrassed to go out with this, and that's not called ksus. So apparently there are two. The Torah says that you only chayv to put it on a ksus. That phrase gives us the shear. Ksus asher techaseba. So apparently, halacha l'meish misina, it sounds like any other shir, right? That when it comes to a beggar for tzitzis, it is determined. I'm not trying to finish a sentence. Determined by a cotton and determined by a gadol. So the Rashba and the Rambam both say, the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Gimel Aleph. He says, "V'tiyeh midasa," and the size should be "kedei sheyiskase ba roishay v'rubay shel katan mishalech levadoi bashuk v'netzarech achil l'shomer b'leilech imoy." Right? Rambam says, "What's the din? The din is we use a katan. What's a katan? A katan could be when he begins to walk. Could be a katan. The katan could be when he's just before bar mitzvah." So the Rambam says the katan is hamishalech levadoi bashuk, a katan that you let alone, that you let walk in the market alone, then it's sorech acher l'shamroi, and does not need another person to watch over the malei lechim to go with them. So in Yerushalayim it's with 6 years old, and in New York it's doesn't exist. So there's no such thing. So the Achrayim, the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam say. And where did the Rambam come out with his shir? How do you know what to do? So they say Kalim Kesef Mishnah says that he thinks it's around 9 years old. 9 years old is when we would let a child be mishalech levadoi bashuk. All right. How did the Rambam come with 9 years old? So Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam had a kasha. The same kasha we all have. Is the shir determined by a katan, or is the shir determined by a gadol? Is it determined by that it covers most of the head and most of the body of a katan, or is it determined by a beged, a garment that an adult would be willing to walk outside on an infrequent basis? So the Rambam says that it's clear that the more important part of the defining criteria is the katan, right? Because the second part of the brisa says, and if an adult would be comfortable going outside, but a katan doesn't cover most of a katan, then you can't do it, right? So the person is very, very short, right? Or I'm not sure how to create a mitzvah for this, but the point is, at the end of the day, it has to cover the head and most of a cut. Right? So Rambam says that's the more important criteria. So the second criteria is teaching me how big is the cut, how old is the cut. Am I right? So now we have a mahalach. The Rambam says the criteria that we have, what's called aksus. So aksus, achidish, to say that the aksus is not defined by an adult, to say the mitzvah is for adults, and the shear is defined by a kota. That's very hard to figure this out. That's called ksus. How old must the katan be? So the Rambam says, if a chazal said the following, they said it has to be big enough that it would cover an adult to the extent that he would walk out once in a while. So that teaches me that the katan should be 9 years old. That's it. So at the end of the day, according to Rambam, you take your average 9-year-old. I think I was looking this morning. I think the average 9-year-old in America now is I think 52 inches high. Right? So you take Roshai Virubai, so it'd have to be just over 25 inches, something like that. Right? So if you have if you hold it, that's the entire beged. So then most of our tzitzis is certainly satisfied. If you hold it, has to be one side of the beged, so then we come very close to the chazanish's 22, 24, before make it in there, right? If you hold, that's the shear, and you hold it, kids are tall and used to be, then you're okay. So that would be Shitas HaRambam and the Shitas HaRashba. Albeit it's very difficult to understand why the Braisa formulated in this way. That's also what the Prisha explains explicitly on the Beis Yosef. What's the Prisha reacting to? That the Beis Yosef, when he quotes this Rambam in this halacha, so he quotes Noise Kalim, he quotes contemporaries, Mari Abuab. So the Mari Abuab says, how do you understand this Braisa? Why do we have two different criteria? So Rabbi Abuav says basically what he said in the Rambam. However, he says the Gemara wants to explain the reason. What's the reason that we're using a katan who is 9 years old? If you use the Rambam Shita, the reason is because that size is the length of a garment that an adult would feel comfortable walking outside. It sounds like he's saying that there's a shear and there's an explanation of the shear. What's called aksus? So aksus is, Chazal gave us a shear. Aksus is, it'll cover most of a 9-year-old. What's that based on? That is the shortest garment that an adult would feel comfortable going outside. What's called aksus asher techaseba? Techaseba doesn't mean that it has to, you'd wear it to a wedding. Techaseba means you'd sneak outside with it. All right. So but how are you going to figure out what an adult will walk out with? You're going to have to take polls to figure out. So Chazal gave us a shear. They told us that the shear is it's easier to find measure a 9-year-old. It's hard to figure out what an adult will walk out with. So the shear was a 9-year-old. What's the Hezber? At the end, the Maria Buav, we got to the very end, the Maria Buav said that the many people were mefalfel trying to figure this out. They has kashas and terutzim. And this is the derech This is that's vintage Maria Abuab. Now, Maria Abuab, one of his, we would call it now, soapboxes. One of his agendas, is to reduce the amount of pulpul. That's what he called it. And I'm not sure what that meant in the 1400s, but much of the questions it answers, and more trying to just summarize what the Rishonim say. Right? That's I think his goal in the Menorah Hamor. So you see that this is the same, probably the same. There were several Abuab, so this is probably the same Maria Abuab.
So well, with the end
of the price,
he says, if it's too small, right?
Yeah, so that's why I'm understanding it as it is a shear. The hesber of the shear is the adult, but the shear is still cut.
So what does it mean?
So even though that this is the, you can say it in several ways. Even though the comfort of the adult is the way that we figured out who the cotton was, but the cotton is the one who's determining. Even though the comfort of the adult is the Hesber's explanation, but it's not. But it's not the. We don't follow the shear. We don't follow that. We follow the shear. Moshe Moldover Doime. Is a kazayas, let's say kesevis is miyashiv das, right? What happens if a person's very short, very slight, and he is less than a kesevis? So say Allah halom shmi sinai. It says about dates for eating in Yom Kippur, right? So person is having a kazayas. A person's been starving for, has been malnourished, and less than a kazayas is mamish gan eden for him. Right, so he has tarfus of blessing his eyes. So he wouldn't say that he was over in Yisrael Deraisa. Right, he followed the Hezber. The Hezber seems to be the Davar Choshev. No, the Shear is a Shear. So the Chayra, that would be the way to read the Gemara. Again, it's difficult because it's such a Rambam, and the Prisha and the Kesef Mishnah, such a convoluted way of saying what it wants to say. Right, this is a cotton. How do you know which cotton? I'll give you another phrase, right? Tell me the cotton, right? So then you have the Maribua, which makes a lot of sense, but then it's a Hezber. How do we understand it? It's like the Achila Chashuva Kazayas, the Yishuv Dasa Kesebis. The Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shiurim. We also sometimes have an understanding of those Shiurim. Maybe not. Amachitz is 10 Tfachim. Do we understand? I'm not sure. Right? Levud is 3 tfachim. Do we have a hezber? I don't know if we have a... So sometimes there's a hezber for the shear. All right? But the fact that we have an understanding of the shear, that doesn't change our anhaga. So that's what the Gemara would be saying. The hezber of the shear is that an adult would feel comfortable. But if you can find a situation where an adult, you have a very short adult, or you have a very... loose society, so he's willing to go out in this kind of a baguette. Doesn't change things. That would fit in the way that we would normally say. And that's what the Maria Abuab says. All right. So again, so what? Go ahead.
Just in terms of Rabbi Yotze Bar, we're assuming that all of that way anything else.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to figure out. I would also assume that it means that he was wearing other stuff, and this just is this is a shirt.
Right, this is similar.
Yeah.
It's mashal that halacha that way also. That he was wearing something because we talked about the other case. He said, "Add a person lying when he's saying the difference." It's mashal that halacha that he is wearing something. It's only like the base error or something anyway.
Yeah, lachora. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand. Yeah, he's wearing pants. Yeah, he's wearing pants. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then the question becomes, okay, now because Mishmaria will be okay, if let's say this becomes the style of worst form of other
something. Yeah.
Once anyway, it's not for that, if you say Arabic specifically. So should be a little more undersized thing.
So that's the Eshel Avram, the Buchacher. The Eshel Avram.
So
he says, yeah, he says, Yechabedos, right? The Rabbi Yosef has, he's a tshuva on this in the fifth volume. So it's a very beautiful tshuva. He summarizes the entire sugya. And then he has a very, very long footnote on, if you don't have an Eruv, can you wear a talus cotton with tzitzis? The long footnote is a tziv, wrote the Chavetz Chaim about that. And then at the very end he says, that is a big chiddush from the Eishel Avraham, the two Eishel Avrahams, right? The Eishel Avraham, which is the Prima Gadim, and then the Eishel Avraham, who's the Rav Buchach. So the Eishel Avraham, who's the Rav Buchach, he says that it depends on the styles. Different Malach, he says, it has to be an adult, it has to be comfortable going out. So the Buchach says now, an adult would never go out with this kind of a talus cotton. That it's only that it only covers most of a 9 year old. So that's from the so it turns out I assume that it means an adult is wearing something else. However, I haven't found anybody who says it mamish explicitly. Unless the Be'alacha didn't see it. Right? And from the discussions of the more recent Achronim, they don't seem to. So I'm not sure what to do with it. I don't know. So the Bichacha is that Ha'or. And then Rav Yosef Kedarko, after he says this Bichacha goes against everything we learned, that if it would change from place to place, time to time. In other words, that an adult feels comfortable is not only a compelling criteria, but you have to figure out the style. It has to be the style of the garment. If the garment's open on the side, so then it doesn't have any sleeves, any shoulders. Who got with that? So then Rabbi Yosef says, you know, not such a surprising thing. He says, searching around, he finds many Chachmei Svar who felt like the Buchacha. In the end, he seems to almost the side of the Buchacha. But before we go to the Eshel Avraham, we have to go to the Ramah. So the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like the Rambam. And then the Ramah writes, Hagah. If it covers, and let's take a 9 year old, if it covers a cotton who would walk in the street alone, so whereas the Mechaber follows the Rambam, follows the Rashba, like we've been saying about Mira Buav, the priest, everything he said until now, that really there's one criteria. That a 9 year old will go outside with a with this size garment. That's the criteria. Comes the Ramon says, "Davkesh agodol loyv shay pa'amim aroy." But there's a second criteria. It has to be that the gadol would that an adult would be comfortable wearing this. Sometimes outside. And the Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from the Ramah. How do we say a bracha on our talis katan? V'toyref devarav demut v'leilech mehem milelech kol hayoyim b'loy tzitzis. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Ramah saying, you know what? I don't understand how we wear a talis katan. I don't get it. But better to wear a talus cotton than wear tzitzis all day long than not wearing tzitzis altogether. And then the Ramah writes, and you know it works. Why does it work? Because we'll teach people that in the morning they only should make the bracha on a talus gadol. Don't make the bracha on a talus cotton. Right? So he says, so Ramah says, the end, how do we work this out? Well, we put on a talus cotton. If it's chayiv and tzitzis, it's big enough, wearing tzitzis. And if it's too small for tzitzis, not chayiv and tzitzis. All right. But we only say the bracha when we put on the talus gadol. All right. That would be probably is the beginning of the anhog of Ashkenaz, of the Yekis, that when the child is born, even before bar mitzvah, to put on a talus gadol. All right. So, but you see from the Ramah that he learned differently than the Mari Abuav and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. He held mamash the way you read the Gemara, right? He read the Gemara saying that it has to be, that we have two criteria. It becomes right to understand. What do you need two criteria? What's wrong with one criteria? So I guess it means if a person says v'davke shagodol loyshay pa'amim aroy. So does he mean most 13-year-olds, or he means this 13-year-old? It becomes very difficult. That's the shita of the Rama, and the Magen Avraham points this out further. He says, "Mashma milshani, the magadol misbayish l'tzeis bayaroy l'shut poter." That if you have a garment and an adult would be uncomfortable wearing it, so then one is not chayiv to put on tzitzis. So the Buchacha takes it to the further extent, right? So we have the sheet of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and then we have the sheet of the Rambam, right? Is the comfort of an adult part of the criteria or not? According to the first approach, the comfort of the adult is just a way of defining how old a katan. The comfort of the adult is only to explain to us, but the comfort of the adult is not part of the halacha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote an adult's comfort at all. Then the Rambam says, no, the adult has to be comfortable. Ad kelekach, the Rambam says, well, we wear our undershirt tzitzis, our talis katan. He says, we're probably not making the mitzvah. So then the Buchacher takes the position of the Rambam one step further. And he says, not only do we say that an adult has to be comfortable, but the comfort of the adult is a compelling criteria that has to be reevaluated in every place and every that is the criteria. It's Bamish, the Buchacha's approach is I think the inverse of the Rambam. That the real criteria are the more instructive criteria is an adult will be comfortable wearing it. Why we need the criteria of the cotton is not so clear. Because ultimately if an adult's not comfortable wearing it, it's not going to, and it will depend on the style of the garment as well. Until now, we've been saying this is all a question of size, only a question of size. And the Buchacha says, no, it's not a question of size, it's a question of style also. It's flapping at all sides, so no one walk outside that way, right? If it has some sleeves, it has something tying it, then you walk out that way. So the Buchacha holds it, it's a determining factor of style as well. Halacha l'masa. And then we also have the position of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, which lines up more or less with the Buchacha. Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes that the Vilna Gaon said, if you don't have tzitzis that go down to your knees, so then I'm not sure if you're mekayem the mitzvah of tzitzis. All right? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes that. In the Beir HaGro would not seem like that. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner's quote of the Gro would probably be something along the lines of the Buchacha, that adult has to be comfortable, and that's why coming back to Rav Lossi's comment before, the Vilna Gaon assumed that he was wearing pants and undergarments. So it sounds like that. So I hold that this is Bamish, what he's wearing. That's why it's a little bit hard to understand. Halacha l'masa. Who's that? I don't know. That's the Aruch HaShulchan Zvart on the 9 days. Right? Whether we wear... The Ramah says that we don't wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. And the Vilna Gaon says we do wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. And the Vilna Gaon, the Ramah writes, if you want to wear one, a Shabbos take shirt, okay? Right? But if otherwise you wear your regular weekday clothes. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, we wear a Shabbos Shabbos the clothing, we follow the Vilna Gaon. The Aruch HaShulchan says it was not a machlekes. It was a change of styles. In the time of the Ramah, so the weekday clothes and the Shabbos clothes were not so different. They had a weekday suit and a Shabbos suit. All right. So if you had Shabbos chazon, you wore your weekday suit. No. It wasn't like a weekday suit was green, it was light brown, and your Shabbos suit was black. No, your weekday suit was navy blue and your Shabbos suit was black. All right. So if you wear a navy blue suit, no one's going to say, you're wearing a Shabbos holiday clothing. But in Vilna, it developed to the point where the weekday clothes were much different than the Shabbos day clothing. So therefore, to wear weekday clothes on Shabbos would be against the Onik Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that really they're all passing the same thing. Shabbos really overrides the 9 days. But if you can somehow keep the 9 days over Shabbos, one should do that. So that's what you're saying. It could be that in Vilna, so these weekday clothes that were Shabbos, but they were long, they were overalls. They were real working clothes. Could be. Halacha l'maisa, Mishneh Berurah quotes all the different shittas. In other words, we made it easy, and we said talk about a 9-year-old. But that's because that's what the Parisha learned in the Rambam. But there are many suggestions as to whether the cotton is a 9-year-old, the cotton is a 6-year-old. What's the shear of a cotton? Or younger. So based on what cotton we're talking about, there's a diversity amongst the achronim. Whether the atalus cotton should be an amma from beginning to end. How big is an amma? Somewhere between, let's say, probably around 18 inches, give or take, right? Or whether it is an amma and a half, right? So that would be like 24 inches. Or whether it's 3/4 of an amma, right? So that would be 18 inches. And then whether these shurim are shurim in the entire length of the garment, or the shurim are on front and back. So Mishneh Berurah's best practice, so to speak, is to have an amma in front and amma in the back. So an amma in the front and amma in the back means somewhere between 16 inches and 24 inches. No, 18 and 24. Depends which size amma one's going for. So that's the Mishneh Berurah's best practice. Less than that, Mishneh Berurah says that many achrayim would say much less than that. So there are so again, what have we said so far? We said that the Braisa in of itself is understood in two different ways amongst the Rishonim. Ultimately, it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Mechaber's approach is that the criteria is the katan, the child, and what I said just now is basically the Mishneh Berurah Shurim are basically based on that approach. But how big is the katan? How old is the katan? All right, there's a wide range from 5, 6, 9. And that will yield different shurim, different lengths. And then there's the Rambam says, but it has to be long enough that sometimes an adult will go out with it. All right. And then we said that that the Rambam's shita. Now, there are two, or maybe one other shita, that says that we really have to follow the ruling that a gadol, an adult, has to be willing to go outside with it. Then there's a little bit of a, also, fogginess, whether that's just a question of how big the garment is, or that determine the style of the garment. Hayotzi mikol zeh, so anu b'nei Ashkenaz are a little bit in trouble, right? Because we follow the Rambam usually, right? And the Rambam says that it has to be something that an adult is willing to walk out with. So again, if we say that you're talking about an adult who's wearing pants and maybe an undershirt, what else he's wearing. So then, all right, so then, and you wear a nice size talus cut, so you're okay with the Ramah as well. If it means the Ramah is talking about this is what he's walking, he's out with, so then our talus cut would not fulfill the mitzvah. We say a brach on it. So this is what I want to point out, is that there are three different approaches as to what the approach of Onu B'nai Ashkenaz is. All right? So again, so what we're going to focus on right now is assuming, maybe let's say four approaches. What is our B'nai Ashkenaz practice? One approach would be that, again, the four approaches meaning that we follow the Ramah's position, that the comfort of the adult going out is part of the definition of Ksus, that it is not a defining element of the katan, but it is a shir on its own. Why the Mishnah, why the Braisa mentions a katan altogether, we don't know, right? It's difficult. But it has to be something that an adult is comfortable. So how do we explain our practice? So our practice could be, we could take Rabbi Roblowski's approach, that it means that a katan, when an adult is comfortable wearing as an overshirt. All right, so our tzitzis, you'll ask the question about how can a young child below the age of 13, like a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, so that's it's not kind of chinuch. All right, so you have another terror. It's not for now, but there is another. There are two parts to chinuch. One is do the mitzvah properly, and the other is less ragel the mitzvah. So enachanami, the child's not doing the mitzvah properly. But maybe but kind of a different kind of chinuch. The Gemara, the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma.
Can you say
it before? The Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma that we are mechanech a child to begin fasting for Yom Kippur. It's not a fast. 3 hours before is not a fast, so what are we playing games? But the Gemara says that is l'mitzvah ba'alma. All right, so that would be one approach. The other approach would be the Ramaz approach. We're not mekayim the mitzvah that Talmud's cotton. He says, confront the issue. We are not mekayim the mitzvah that Talmud's cotton. That's why we are Talmud's gadol, and that's why we make the bracha on the Talmud's gadol. All right, that's the Ramaz and Shuvas. And then there's the approach of the Vilna Gaon, Bnei Brak. Taket, Vital's cotton should cover most of your body. Right? That's the Bnei Brak approach. But then there are two very important approaches that explain our Shita. One is the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a careful reading of the Nemukhi Yosef and the Ritva. Nemukhi Yosef has, further down on the same page, so he already asked this kasha. It's not a chiddush didn't come up in the time that it came up before the time of the Rama. So the Mukhi Yosef writes, "Achshav nish arlonu leva'er." We have to explain if covering oneself entirely with the tzitzis atifa, does that prevent one from keeping the mitzvah? If I don't wrap myself up with the talis. So this we'll get to next week. We'll get to what's this din of lesate? Why are we wrapping ourselves up? Why are we throwing the tzitzis on our love? Where does that come from? Where does the ituv come from? But he says to the Mukhi Yosef quotes the Ritva, is ituv going? If we don't do ituv, how essential is that to the mitzvah? And why do we make a bracha on lesate? So he says lefi sheyirbu. Shirabu with as far as the Mefarshim Zal, Vindomer ki Yeshim Rishonim Zal Shomer ki Ein, Mitzvah Talismus Kayam, Selbhid of Rosh. And then since the Rishonim will say that unless one will cover one's head and most of one's body, one is not Mekayim, the Pasuk Asher Techaseba, Uledim Reyem, and according to those Rishonim, Ein Mitzvah Sitzes Be'elu Atalisus Aktanim, Shinogu Lilboish Bereva Malchius. And then it would come out that what most people wear, going back to the time of Mukhi Yosef, the time of the Rishonim, that what most people wear in most communities, a talis katan, an undershirt talis, you're not making the mitzvah with that. So he says he doesn't think that you can say that, that we're not making the mitzvah. So he says, you know what? This idea of making the brachalis ateif, that's the best way of doing the mitzvah. It's mitzvah muvchar. But the efshar, and it could be shat Talmud midaber lefim in hogam shalihoyu regin lilba ishtalis bas arba kanjut ela talis gadol. Can I mean, and it could be that we don't need to do ituf. Maybe ituf being wrapped with the tzitzis, that's the best practice. Maybe that was the normal practice in earlier times. Aval mishuras hadin halacha koksus shal arba kanfois chayevis betzitzis v'yoytzi ba mimitzvah tzitzis av al pi she'ein boy loy kisiv loy ituf. He says that the shear is not significant. How large, insignificant. Derachmona bigdeyem uksuscha ko'amar. Because the Torah says, beged in Parshas Shlach. A beged means something that I wear. Uksus is something that covers me. I'll tell me, asher techaseh bom. He said, well, the Gemara darshins. At techaseh bom means that there has to be something that has to have four corners. If it has five, six, it's also chayiv. If a person can't see, and therefore doesn't see the tzitzis, mechasa covers him, but that's not part of the definition of a beged of tzitzis. Elul the rabbi explains, "Hari talis shakotin miskaset, but roish ruvoi v'goliv v'ray roish shechayev s'mistoma ein bolu golik antivas roish." He says, "So therefore, what the Bryce is saying is, it can be something very, very small, a little kid. It'll cover most of a little kid. At first, one will run out with it, and see the art sitzes." In other words, what the Muki Yosef is saying is that this Brisa should be understood as allowing anything, any normal ksus. What's a ksus? A ksus is a garment. You buy it, it's called a garment, you buy it as a garment, you're willing to, a little kid can wear it, it's a garment. A guy's willing to put it on, throw it on himself to run out and get the newspaper and come back in, it's a garment. Whatever a garment does, it covers something, good enough. Needn't be that it covers most of the body. So, and again, the Muki Yosef is saying that's how we explain that we're wearing a talis cotton. So apparently, the Muki Yosef understands that our talis cotton does not satisfy the requirements that of the shear that we said until now. So the Muki Yosef says you're right because we learned the sugya incorrectly. There is no ksus, and begin does not create a shear. Ksus and begin means as long as the shear that the Gemara is describing is some minimal clothing. Who's that? They say apparently says not so. That wasn't. That's what he says. He wants to explain our practice. V'chein poshet ha-minug b'chol Yisrael ki yiru mein lem talis gedoy l'ru l'ituf v'oysen talisik stanim sheloy shen oysen sheloy miyatum in risim oysen l'ksus lai l'ksus suma because v'loy k'sus shetachas v'loy zu nir v'ayi brura. No. He wants to explain, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out. Aruch HaShulchan says that what we do, he says, he gives the shear that we gave the shear, and then he said, and so many Achronim have been discussing how we makayim it, and he says, because we have the, because we're following the Muki Yosef, following the Ritzvah. Who's that? So either, we have a few possibilities, either we will read the Gemara as a machlokes tanoim, and since we pass in ksus the chas is darshan, otherwise we don't darshan this way. No, he says that the pshat in the brisa is has to cover something. It's not the pshat is not that's giving us a definite shear. Right? But he apparently wants to say we don't need a beggar that an adult will walk out in. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan explains, he thinks that's what the, because again, he's explaining how we are Mekayim at Talis Kotan. Okay. But in answering that kasha, he develops a much broader approach. He's not just answering that kasha. He's saying that therefore we don't have the shear. We don't. It's not a beged. He wants to explain how our talis cotton works.
He says any beged which is four corners is a beged. You're fine.
We're not talking about shear.
But he wants to explain prophets make a shear.
The Mars is a shear. You mean in beged you don't mean kisei no itos. You don't mean you don't mean kisei and both. But
again, he's that's what he said at the end.
All he needs is knuffles.
What? All he needs is knuffles.
And then, Rav Moshe is a very creative malach. Rav Moshe begins with the question of why do we have children below the age of 13? Why do we, or little children, why do we give them a tzitzis that they cannot be mekayem the mitzvah? But he essentially is bothered by how we make a bracha and a talis katan once we follow, since we would follow the Magen Avraham's presentation of the Rama. So he says, "V'nira betamai shekevon shenogu me'ezatam leilach kol ayoyim betaluskan shupachis mikashir." So since we have adopted the practice, for some reason, we adopted the practice. Why do we adopt the practice? So this we'll learn next week. Because the Gemara says that Rav Katina said that if that we should wear tzitzis because it'll protect us in a difficult situation. So we couldn't follow Rav Katina because we couldn't wear a talus that's kosher, that's really chayiv in tzitzis. So therefore we followed Rav Katina's, we did our best. What's our best? All right, he said that shulachin kaneri yizek dover kosher l'moyin am. We couldn't follow Rav Katina's din and wear a real beggar that's chayiv in tzitzis, either because oiskim b'mlocha, because they're working, or mitzad aniyus, we couldn't afford it to have a problem. So therefore, we accepted a practice gam bebchusim mikashir b'tzitzis kedei laharish returning b'kiyum etzim mitzvahs. We wanted to show that we want to keep the mitzvah. Too hard to keep the mitzvah on throughout the entire day. So we adopted the practice. So he says, and since yeshchiyuv mitzad aminog zel soy tzitzis, once we have this practice, this new practice of wearing tzitzis on a pochis mikashir, so we have a rule, famous brisker rav, that we do make brachos on mitzvahs on minhogim that look like that are extension of a real mitzvah. So the Rav Moshe says that's why. We're not fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa. We're fulfilling a practice, a kal yisrael accepted, and once we accept it, it becomes a minig yisrael, and it's a minig yisrael that deserves a broch as well. So so we have, in terms of our practice of wearing a talis cotton, or certainly our practice of being mechanech children to wear a talis cotton before they can wear a size as chayiv. So either we'll say it's not really a mitzvah chinuch, and that's a possibility, or we'll say that, again, it's hard to find b'chsav. That's also what make, because of Rashi's approach, and Choshev's approach, it's hard to say that the shir means you're wearing a pants and you're wearing a... And then, so then Rashi would have said, it's not such a problem because if you wear this, if you're wearing pants, Loyola Dieter, Choshev said, no one's talking about a person not wearing pants or underpants. So they don't say that. So that's why the conversation seems to be that it's talking about a person who's not wearing much. So what's our practice based on? So again, either we can say that's that pshat, that it's based on that the shir was said for people who are wearing some other clothes. Okay, that's one approach. The other approach is that and therefore for a cotton it's a mitzvah of chinuch ba'alma. Or we'll say there are chashulchan's understanding that Muki Yosef, that our talis cotton is a re-understanding of the sugya, that it's that in other words it's not the mechav, it's not the remo, it's a new mahalach in the sugya, that any kind of garment is chayiv and tzitzis, any ksus, that the drush of asher techaseh ba we dash it otherwise, it's like the re'isem and ksus laila, and he says that's our practice, and we're mekayim the mitzvah deraisa because the Torah did not give a shir. It's a chiddush against the Rambam, certainly for us against the against the Machar, the Aruch HaShulchan says that apparently Klal Yisrael adopted this approach. And Rav Moshe is, on one hand, more consistent with everything that's Bechsav, but the other hand, much more creative. Because he says that our tzitzis and Hanami, not Makayim, the mitzvah, it's a mini Yisrael to wear tzitzis and a pachas mikashir. Okay.